the first 20 minutes was some of the hardest rugby we've had to play so far. We were on the back foot from the off, basically. I'm not sure why, we just didn't start in our usual manner, so made things quite hard for ourselves. So to come out and turn it round and come out with a bonus point win at the end, we're all pretty chuffed.
Who scored your tries?
We got tries from all over the park. The one that turned it was just after half time. Brilliant piece of individual play from Kerry Large. Just chipped and chased right over the top and scored literally from the kickoff. So that was a real lift for the team, to be honest, because it had been really tight until then. So I think it was just spurred on a bit of belief. And from then, we just really started to be clinical and score out wide, was where we got all of our points today.
Not a bad way for Kerry to celebrate her birthday. Did I see on Twitter it was her birthday today?
Yeah, it's her 22nd birthday today. So, she's had a good day. We've had been in good spirits on the coach, helping her celebrate. But yeah, not bad for her to have a nice individual effort on her birthday.
And just back to the game. I mean, you know, looking at it objectively, yes, you would have been expected to go there and win. But they're tricky little games, aren't they? Long trips. You've got to go there and back in the day. It's not like you get a hotel the night before.
No, yeah, we all met about 7:30 in Worcester this morning. It was freezing cold and everyone had to de-ice their cars before they got there. But yeah, it's been a long trip up. And it's quite hard, to be honest, after a long morning to try and get everyone's motivation to peak at the right time. But it's a long day. We're not going to be back late tonight. But the coach journey home is not as bad when you're coming back with a bonus point win. So,
final point, Jenny. What's up next? Who have you got next?
We've got a 3-week break now because the England girls go off for their three tests against New Zealand. But our next game now is on the 9th of December, where we've got Bristol at home. So again, we're expecting kind of a hard-fought win. We beat them by a lot last time. But again, it's coming round to the second time we're playing everyone now. So everyone's coming back with that extra bit of motivation with the revenge factor that they want to take out on us. But no, we're looking forward to kind of regrouping in a couple of weeks' time and fulfilling the two fixtures up until Christmas. We just checked the table on the coach on the way home and we're sitting 5 points clear with the game in hand at the moment. So we're all pretty pleased with the position going into this break.
Yes, you'd rather be in your position than anybody else's, really.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good place to be, but we're all more than aware that it's a long way to fall as well. So we just need to keep training hard and keep the motivation high in the group, and hopefully come away with another couple of bonus point wins before Christmas.